Amen. Are you glad to be in God's house tonight? We are glad that you are here with us. I want to read tonight out of the first chapter of the book of Luke. If you want to turn there real quick. And I love that spirit of worship. Sometimes we try to just rush through what God's trying to do, but I tell you, if you won't rush God and give Him your time, He'll give you His. I found that every time that I always will take the time to pray and study and meditate on Him, that when I really need God to move in the hour that I'm calling for, I find Him to be ever more revealed than I ever thought He could be. And for that, I'm thankful. Now, I want to start reading tonight. We'll go ahead from probably, we can start at verse 28. We'll read through unto verse 33. It says there, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." And pay attention to this verse here. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Father, bless this tonight as only you can. Draw our attention to the word and your spirit as only you can. Let us have our hearts changed and modified so that we can grow as people for your glory. God, and I pray against every hindrance, everything that would come against what you would have in store. And I believe, God, you are mindful and knowledgeable of all of our needs. And you see us here tonight. Each one that has come, bless them abundantly and let them be made full of your joy during this season. And in the name of Jesus, we ask all these things. And the church said, now, I read in this scripture, and it takes me to a very different place than it may most. I don't know if you've ever had these thoughts before. But when I begin to consider what favor really means, I've came to a very quick conclusion, and that is, favor is not fame. And fame is not favor. And it's very easy for us to work hard to be successful so that we can be known by our craft. And it's easy to give and be friendly to everybody so they see you as friendly or approachable. But it's a totally different thing when you begin to consider being labeled with favor. And I find that in this scripture, that Mary was afraid of what was being spoken. She was afraid of this declaration that was being given. You see, she was being spoken to by an angel, to a virgin announcing a baby who would one day rule the world. Can you imagine when you hear from God and it speaks of its potential from His favor upon you? Chances are it makes you afraid of that person or that outcome that you don't see. But I begin to read about having rain and that His kingdom will have no end. Now, if His kingdom will have no end in us, then we reign. And if we reign, we have rule. And if we have rule, then there are things that are subject to our authority. And if we are favored of God, then godly favor gives authority over things you could never have imagined that you could rule. So I want to open up and tell you this tonight very plainly. If you have received Jesus, you have received favor. If you have received Him as your Savior, then you have favor. And if you have favor, then you have reign. And if you have reign, you have authority. And if you have authority, it's going to last forever and forever. You know what that tells me? For the few years I have left in this world, I have favor. I don't have to fight for it. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to plead for it. It is something I already have. Oftentimes it's something that we just don't realize that we possess. If we only would walk in our favor, I'm telling you, it's one of the gifts that we've yet to unwrap. If you want to walk in dominion and power in your community, in your neighborhood, in your family, you've got to know exactly what it is that you possess. Now I'm here to tell you, Mary literally received it in possession of the Son of God. And by that, she received great and mighty favor. By that favor, she was able to give birth to a son that would come to bear the sin of the world, that all of us would receive forgiveness. But as we receive Him in us, this I want to say, we then have the same power to destroy the same sin, the same evil and captivity that Satan has over other people, and to teach people there's a better way to live, there's better way to conduct ourselves. There's a new way, a new life, and a new beginning that is in store. But some people don't want it that way. We don't want it that way. We want fame than favor. But let me tell you something. Fame will leave you. Only sits around from who it can take. Do I consider myself a famous person? No way. If I look back on my life and all the things that I've done, there's a lot I'm not proud of. But when I look inwardly at the Son of Man that lives in me now, I don't see myself as famous. I see myself as favored. You don't have to walk in captivity because the Son of Man has made you free. You don't have to walk in fear because God's perfect love gets rid of everything that would make you afraid. You don't have to walk in sickness. You don't have to receive the report of man. You can walk by the stripes of Christ, which brought forth your healing. We don't have to walk without understanding, because the Spirit of God that came as the Son of God told us it was coming, gave us the ability to learn from our mistakes and to learn how to live our lives better. What are you trying to tell me, brother? You don't have to keep waiting for some shiny gift to show up to make you know who you are in God. You don't have to wait on some prophecy to show up to declare unto you the kind of power that you're walking in. You don't have to wait until the preacher tells you that you've got some
and great upon you. I'm here to tell you tonight, as you have the Son of God, you have eternal favor. It's not something that fades. It's not something that runs away. Eternal favor will be with you as long as you live.
Have you ever been around the I can't make it, the I can't do it, the I don't know if I can folk? I'm telling you, it's infectious, like a disease. I don't know if I can, brother. This is harder than I thought. I don't know if my body will let me do this. It's bigger than me. I don't know if I can get over this anxiety. I'm afraid of the outcome where I live a life without it. I'm telling you tonight, this is important teaching. You don't have to wait for favor to show up in your life. Favor is already with you as you believe in the Son of God. Do you believe that? You have favor. As you have the Son of God, you know why you have favor all the time? Because you have an advocate all the time. And if you have an advocate all the time, that means that you are speaking from a favored place. Now, if we're not walking in righteousness, it's a totally different story. But I'm going to assume all of us in here are trying to do the best we can. Are you with me tonight? We're all trying to do the best we can. We're trying to live our life for God. But I'm here to tell you, it's not just in how you're living. It's what you are using in your life that demonstrates the favor of God that is in you. I'm here to tell you, if you don't get up every day and say, I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday, you are throwing away your favor. If you're not getting up tomorrow and saying, I'm going to be more healed today than I was yesterday, you're throwing away your favor. If the journey to heaven is be eternal, then the journey here is going to be eternal. You know why? Because he's with us while we're living, and he's going to be with us when we go to the next glory. I'm telling you, I wasted probably 5 years of my life trying to prove to God that I was good enough to have favor. Got so twisted backwards and confused that I began to think I wasn't even worthy to ask for help. Lord, have mercy. When's the last time you acknowledged you needed help in your life? Uh-oh. Two people tonight will admit they've asked for help once in their life. Have you ever asked for help before? Have you ever felt like you weren't worthy to say, Lord, I need your help? Let me tell you what the devil tries to do. He'll look at your mistakes and make you feel like you're not worthy. What's he trying to make you be? Blinded to the truth. Because the truth is, you possess favor with God, that if you'll just speak those things that are not as though they are, when faith finds favor, then you produce blessings. Hallelujah. God wants you to know there's power in your faith. There's power in your words. Even if you don't feel like it, make your faith meet your favor. There's something to be said about the angel of the Lord here. He will be great. What does that mean? If he is great, then you are great. I don't care what they say about you. I believe you're great. I don't care what's wrote out there about you. I believe you're great. I don't care if you feel like that you went downhill. I believe you're great. Your body may try to persuade you that you're not. But I'm here to tell you, you are. Your mind may slip sometimes, may fail you when you want it to work. I just bought a pair of glasses, joined the glasses club. No sooner than I'd had them a month, already misplaced it. And I thought, well, Lord, surely I'm not already losing it. Then I went and read about it, and they apparently at age 27 is your peak brain age. So anything past 27, they say you're already heading downhill. So I was like, well, I must be starting to roll down to the hill a little bit faster than my peers. I don't know. The devil will try to mess with your mind. He'll try to play tricks on you and persuade you out of what you are. But I'm not here to tell you what you're not. I'm here tonight to tell you what you are. You're of sound mind. You're healed. You're blessed. You're great. You're highly favored. You possess the storehouse, my friend. You don't have to pray and hope that it shows up. You've already got it and just have to receive it inside of your life. Some of you need a financial miracle tonight, and you don't need to say, Lord, if you'll give me favor. You need to say, Lord, I know I am favored, and I receive that which belongs to me. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, what were they given? Faith upon favor. Faith upon favor. People have spent so long, and we talked about this last week to some of you, probably got sick of it. People have spent so long letting religion define how favored they are. But I'm here to tell you, if you have received the Son of Man, the Son of Man has conquered religion. The Son of Man conquers how you live your life. The Son of Man gives you that pure, godly favor. Now, can I switch gears on you? Are you ready? Spiritual warfare will not happen unless you are walking in godly authority. You can go through all the motions. You can be here. You can read the scripture. You can play, sing, dance, shout. Great time. And still not be waging spiritual warfare. There is an evil upon us that we can no longer defeat by religion. Just saying, I'm Church of God, just saying my granny was Church of God, is no longer enough to win the fight. Amen. Truth be known, it was never enough, but it's not enough. You have what you need to win your fight. Somebody needs to write that down for themselves. I have what I need to win the fight. When the Son of Man came, he made a pathway into your soul, and dwelling in you produces favor that you now have, that when you speak, God will hear you. That when you prove your faith, that he moves on your behalf. There are many things I'm standing in need of today. Is anybody else out there standing in need of things? Yeah, yeah, we are. We are. We've got loved ones we want changed. We've got finances that keep coming up and annoying us, sending us more bills in the mail that we can't deal with. We got doctors telling us that we're worse than we are. We've got food that is getting worse than we need to eat. It's a bad time to say that, brother. We've got things that we're being exposed to every day through the mediums of media that are worse than we should have ever consumed. And now we reach the point where the devil takes our conviction and uses it to destroy our favor. Honestly, the devil will convict you. He sure will. Make you feel so unworthy that the only solution is to destroy yourself. People that reach out all the time to our ministry, pray for me, I'm having a hard time. People will tell me honestly, I just don't know how I can continue to believe when I feel so different than what I read. You see, people are missing out on their favor. And if I ever get a message out there that the whole world could, I would want them to know this. You are blessed and highly favored. No matter what anybody says, no matter what you've been through, no matter what religion tells you that you are blessed and highly favored as you receive Jesus Christ. Bottom line. Now, I find it no coincidence when you consider the circumstances of the birth, how that he was born in low estate. The wear of it is not as significant as the condition of the wear, right? The condition of what was around them in the was in low estate. But Jesus came in the worst of circumstances. Now that was for the world. All of us have a unique testimony. I can tell you this, when he found all of us, we're in the worst of circumstances. We came to the knowledge of the truth that we had reached the end, and without him we would make hell our home. But Jesus came for all of us to be born in us of low estate. That as he is born in us, he can be magnified. And that we could walk in great and godly favor. Now I'm going to offer you this. You can take it or leave it. But if you're going to try to spend the rest of your life without waging spiritual warfare, the rest of your life is going to be a miserable life. Because you're going to encounter people. You're going to encounter problems that just being positive will not solve. Just being friendly will not fix it. Or being popular will not make it right. There are just some things you've got to do in the spiritual realm. We're not talking about this enough. We love to worship and feel the spiritual presence. But to fight in a spiritual realm, my friends, that is where we are needed. I'm learning now that whether there be 10 in here or 100, that my fight is not with you. I'm here worship with you. I'm here to enjoy this with you. And whether you do or not, I'm still going to enjoy it. But at the end of the day, everything that I get built up in his presence helps me to fight in a realm that I cannot see and begin to wage my favor against the power of the enemy. And if you'll leverage the name of Jesus in your spiritual warfare, he will have to bow unto the name of Christ. I'm telling somebody tonight, when you pray, you don't need to just pray, Lord, forgive me. You need to leverage your favor as Jesus is in you to begin to speak those things that are not as though they are, and stop living your life in the worst of circumstance and look towards what God has promised you. Some of us may not even know what to do to wage spiritual warfare. But I come to talk to you about it tonight. I knew of salvation way before I knew of his spirit. And when I say spirit, I mean the baptism. Holy Ghost. I knew about his salvation and been taught about it my whole life and understood its purity, its pleasure, and its wonders. I knew about it. But when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it transformed the way that I prayed. It transformed the way I understand the scripture. And it's even taken my gifts and callings that I felt like were just at this level and elevated it to a place I never thought could happen. Now, to elevate spiritually means you die in your flesh. And when you pray, to wage spiritual warfare is to first consecrate your flesh. Okay? You've got to get rid of the things that are causing you problems before you can ever stand in the favor of the Lord. That's what being holy is all about. Walking and demonstrating the power of your righteousness is being holy. Favor cannot dwell, just like it says, light and darkness have no fellowship. Favor cannot dwell in fame. You cannot use favor for your own gain, that you be famous, popular, successful. Favor comes to destroy your spiritual enemy. Now, your spiritual enemy may be trying to cause you to go through dire financial straits, bad health problems, family drama, church drama. Drama as it is. Sometimes drama doesn't have to have a title. It's just drama. I'm here to tell you, your spiritual enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy your mind, your heart, and your spirit. Because if he can take these things, he takes away your ability to produce God's blessings in your life. But to unlock spiritual warfare, we've got to get rid of what keeps us from feeling his presence. Do you get angry when you shouldn't? Do you show pride when you shouldn't? I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost all over me right now. Do you question and doubt when you know that you should believe? I know we have. And I've been there. I've walked that valley with you. But I've learned something. Jesus didn't just come to dwell in the world. He came to conquer what we could not by his sacrifice and his favor, delivering us out of the hand of sin. Hallelujah. But think about that. He is born in you, you receive him, but he is not there to dwell in your world. He is there to conquer your enemies, your sin, your pride, your anger, your confusion, your fear. It's time we stop holding on to the gifts we don't need and start going after the gifts that we do need. God don't want us to use the gift of anger or our talent to be angry. He wants us to use the gift of God to conquer our every anger. Spiritual warfare cannot be fought without his presence. We can't say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and without the Spirit of God expect anything more. Because there's been some times I'm praying on my chair or somewhere, and man, I'd be feeling the power of God. I'd feel it so much, I thought I felt the room shake and the chair move and stand up on the back of my neck and all this. But then I realized something. Spiritual warfare is not felt. It's believed. I've had my hair stand up on the neck at church before. I've did the Jericho March. I've shouted the house down. I've high-fived people running down the aisle. And go back out the door and feel the same battle that I did before I got here. So God was teaching me something about what it means to fight spiritually. It is not to fight by feeling. Now, it's great to feel his presence and feel good in it. But is it your feeling that moves God? Or is it your faith that moves God? And here's the paradox for me. My faith is easy to move when I'm feeling good. But if it only moves when I feel good, is it faith at all? What is faith? the substance of things we hope for. If you already feel good, why would you hope for good? You already have it. But if you hope for something you do not have, does that not demonstrate faith? I'm learning this. Spiritual warfare is fought by faith, not by feeling. He will be moved when you can believe in spite of your feelings. And here's the great thing. Because of His favor upon you, the moment you finally consecrate yourself and just believe, He said you'd have it. How many of you are serious about wanting God to move for you? Now buckle up. How many of you are serious about changing your anger problems? Don't lift it up if you're not serious. Some of you might like to hold on to that. Some of us may not know how to function without it. Help me tonight. People have got so comfortable with the things that are not of God. They don't know how to live their life without being angry at something. I've done so much good for a person, they would have no reason at all to have ill will against me. But emotionally, the only thing they know how to use is their anger. Now we can come into the house of God and use the motions till we're blue in the face, but we need to learn how to use the anointing of God in the profession. Because when you feel Him, it's great to praise Him, but I would encourage you, as soon as you feel Him, to start believing. It's not just to feel, it's to believe. The very moment you feel the Holy Ghost, you ought to speak over your body and say, I'm going to be well. The moment you feel Him all over you, you ought to speak to your finance and say, I'm going to be blessed because I am blessed. Oh, hallelujah. I am blessed because He is in me. Now I'm going to give you a little real talk. Some of you look forward to this, I know. We have used the building, the tradition, the motions as a false sense of comfort. And we'll go years without changing what should have been consecrated. And all of a sudden, you can't sing it good enough. You can't preach it good enough. It might get so quiet in here you could hear the crickets chirp. But I'm here to tell you, I'm still blessed and highly favored, regardless of what people say or do. You've got to understand your obedience is what demonstrates your favor. For it's far better to obey than to sacrifice. Don't just sacrifice your time and get here. Obey Him when you get here and let God's favor be demonstrated. Now let's go back to this because I want you to understand this. Spiritual warfare is demonstrated by your faith. It's built upon favor, which is given by the Son of God. Your faith is yielded as a weapon. When you speak, say that, when I speak, when you speak the things that are not as though they are. Oh, brother, the Lord knows my thoughts. I'm not talking about thoughts. I'm talking about spoken word right now. He knows my affliction. I'm not talking about the fact that He knows your pain. He's omnipresent. He knows every good and bad thing about us. But when we speak, the power of life and death is what? In our ability to speak. If we do not speak, we do not live. Prayer is more important than we leverage it for. It is not just, Lord, I'm sorry. It's building our faith upon His favor. People don't have what they could have not because God's withholding,
but we have not because we ask not. And these things I'm learning.
Spiritual warfare is demonstrated by faith, built upon favor, given by the Son of God. My faith is demonstrated to God when I speak those things that are not as though they are. Here's the third component of this. Upon what I speak, I then believe. Okay? So spiritual warfare doesn't sound that bad, does it? It's not just tongue talking. It's not just rebuking the devil. It's not throwing a Bible on somebody, laying hands, or giving them the eagle death grip till they go down. It's none of those things. Those things feel good. Those things are good. But that is not warfare. Warfare is this, my friend. Faith, spoken, and believed. Faith that is spoken and believed. Now just take one thing right now. You don't have to say it out loud. Just take one thing that you're dealing with. And we're going to pray through this together. I'm going to use one for me. Is that okay? I'm going to pray and I'm going to be done. So you can be ready if you have something to say. Even if you have to close your eyes, just close your eyes for a minute. Let's meditate on this. I want you to think about this with me. Think about one thing. And you don't have to think that hard. There's usually one thing that's trying to eat alive at us, that's bothering us, that's got us concerned. And let's try this together. First, let's consecrate the flesh. Some of you need this. Father God, we come to you right now, asking for your forgiveness for all this frustration or sadness or this emotional journey that I've been on that has left me out of being in my godly character. Forgive us, Lord. We lay this in your hands tonight. Now let's build upon our favor. For God, we know that as we have Christ in us, we are blessed. As we have the Son of Man in us, we are highly favored. And the blood of the Lamb conquers all sin. And we believe in that, Lord. Now let's build upon our favor with faith. Now you put that thing in the blank here. Father, I believe, in spite of what I see or feel, that you're going to move in my workplace. Now you fill in the blank with what matters to you. And I believe, God, in spite of what I see, I believe, God, in spite of what I hear, we're building our belief and our faith. I believe, God, that you are moving, and I already receive it as if it were already complete. Oh, I feel this all over me right now. Some of you just need to fill in the blank on that. Would you pray out loud with me tonight? Just pray in your own way. Just pray out to the Lord right now. Now use this, leverage this time to pray. Father God, let us lay everything that is unlike you down tonight. For God, we come and believe that you are with us and your favor is upon us. And God, tonight you see the problems that we're facing. You see the struggles that we're in. You see the things that are bigger than we are that we need your hand to move in. And God, we are faithful to believe that you see our loved ones, you see our children, you see this need that we're putting in front of you. God, and we believe that you are able to do it. We believe you're able to deliver. We believe you're able to supply. We believe you're able to give guidance and counsel and lead us to the right decisions. Help us, Lord, to guard our heart and our belief for what we pray. Now, if you prayed and that felt good to you, I encourage you to continue to do this in your own life, to leverage your faith, to speak faith, and to believe it for yourself. That is true spiritual warfare. It's not a denomination. It's not a tradition. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why he came. so that we could speak those things that are not as though they are, believe them and receive them. Now I could go on and on about how we should understand just how favored we are, but I don't have to tell you. You see it every day of your life. When somebody almost hits you, but they don't. When you almost leave something at work, but you get reminded, you go back and get it. When your grocery bill's a little bit more than normal, but you have enough to take care of it, isn't that something to be thankful for today? When we've got people that'll help us, even though we didn't ask for it, that's something to say thank God for. When we have a church that we can go to and we don't have bullets flying over our head or people wanting to take our head, that's something to be thankful for. When we've got, even though it may not be everybody that we want here, we've got each other tonight. Isn't that something to thank God for? We've got an evil day upon us that needs to be more than us just coming in here. It's got to be something spiritual in you. When you do something spiritual, you know what you're doing? You're doing something that is the opposite of your flesh. So chances are, if your flesh is comfortable sitting down, when you want to do something spiritual, what do you need to do? If you are naturally, fleshly able to sit down and be very quiet, what's the Spirit of the Lord going to speak to you and want you to do? To praise. Truth be known, I'd love, just like a lot of you, just to not have to face all the eyes of everybody and all the judgments of everybody. I'd enjoy just getting to sponge in. But when I need to do something spiritual, guess what? It's the total opposite of what I want to do. God's got a lot more for you to do. Did you know that? He's got more for you to do. It's not hinging on age. It's not hinging on gender. It's not hinging on denomination. It's hinging on you. And if you'll do it, can you believe? And I'll say this and I'll come to a close. If you will apply this in your prayer life, you're going to build up hope again. And to live a life with hope is to live a life with joy. If you understand the true reason for the season, you'll realize if a joyous occasion could be in the middle of a stable, then surely your life is not that bad. How many of you will at least agree with that? My life's not that bad. We spend all our time talking about the life we want and not thankful for the life we've got. Oh Lord, I hope that beyond agitating a few of you, that I've got you to think about why spiritual warfare matters and why Jesus really came. He came that you would have authority in the fight. If you connect all the battles in the Old Testament to the battles we fight today, all of them are connected by God performing an action on behalf of their favor. If you're going to win the fight, you've got to walk in favor. Now, the only thing I can say that I hope you remember is this: without favor, everything we try to do will result in failure. Samson tried to shake himself after he lost the key to his favor and lost his strength. If we try to live our life without being righteous and try to do all the same things we just talked about praying through and doing, it will be of none effect. You've got to understand this. Righteousness is very closely knit with favor. Why was Joseph so favored? He was loved. He lived a life deserving of favor. Why do you walk in favor? Because of the way you live your life for God, to show your love for Him. If we can just come in and love our Lord and nothing else, you already have more than what the world tries to get, clobbering for success. If we could come in this church and just love the Lord, you'd see favor, unmerited favor, that you would not even know what to do with. That'll take you past just feeling, but using. The scripture said this, he would not have us to be hearers only, but doers as well. He would not have you just to have knowledge of your favor, but he'd want you to use your favor. For to him who much is given, you want great things, it's required of you to believe it. I couldn't tell you how many times I wish I had $1 million. But just because I really wanted it didn't make it so. You've got to understand, if you really want success, you've got to go through the right channels to be successful. Now, I work hard, and I do my best to work honest by the sweat of my own brow to do the best I can. But do I attribute all my success to me only? No, I know where my help comes from. I know where my help comes from. And when I've been pressed against the wall, I waged the right kind of war and won the right kind of fight. I love you. If I don't get to see you, have a very Merry Christmas. And remember, like I told you, don't wrap up a bunch of your bad stories and let them unwrap it over your dinner. Be merry, be happy, be kind, and share the reason for the season. I'm finished.